rules for this opening game. The referee, Bruce Hood, on his right, Claude Bayshire, on the left, Neil Armstrong. And now with lineup changes, Dick Urban.
Okay, Danny. Hello again, everybody. There you have the two starting goaltenders and the Team Canada goaltenders. After the long, long season, we'll be meeting head-on Tony Esposito and Ken Dryden. The Blackhawks missing Keith Magnuson, their only regular out of action. He has a broken jaw. The Canadians have Jacques LaBerriere back in the lineup. Bob Murdoch not in uniform.
And for Chicago, the hotline from the Windy City. It's Martin at center, Hall and Papin on the wing. Richard, who has been a great star for the Canadians of late. He's at center, digs in after White, who cleared it to Papin, now Stapleton. Stapleton a lead pass, and Hall is covered after the puck hit Roberts. The Perrier rammed into the board by Papin. Now here's Roberts after Martin. Martin is given a jolt by Roberts after clearing it down the ice. The Perrier touches it, and it's icing against Chicago.
Well, Jim Papin getting in the first jolt of the Stanley Cup final round as he leveled Jacques LaPerriere up against the board. Papin, of course, coming off his best season ever with 92 points, and he led the Hawks with 41 goals.
Richard has as his wingman Frank Bob, Leach and Roberts, LaPerriere and Savard across the Chicago line. Now Stapleton starting out for the Hawks into the center ice area. Lead pass to Martin.
And Chicago's big line connects after only 35 seconds of play as Martin out battles Sir Savard for the puck. It seems to roll away from both of them, and Martin gets his stick on it as he apparently one-handed it. Hard to tell from that angle. Maybe we'll get a better look at it here. Dryden going down on the play, and Martin slipping the puck under him. Puck as Martin tried to pass it back in Savard there, and they followed in, and it ended up behind Dryden. So the Canadians victimized before Danny this year with early goals, especially in the Philadelphia series, are hit again, and they trail 1-0 on the goal by Pitmartin.
Stapleton and Hall assisting 35 seconds into the period. And now Backstrom at center. Point clearing it ahead. LaFleur rolled it, and now Stapleton gets it out. Backstrom into the center ice area. Korab moving up along with Chico Mackey. Back to the back end.
Well, Ralph Backstrom, who played 100 playoff games while a member of the Montreal Canadiens, gives the Hawks a dramatic and sudden 2-0 lead as he follows in and wraps home the rebound. The Canadians failing to cover up. Dryden is down, and Backstrom sweeping in from the side, puts the puck up over Dryden and into the net. Here it is. A point failed to take him completely out of the play. There's the rebound, and there's Backstrom flipping it up over Dryden. 2-0 Blackhawks. And we have played only a minute and 2 seconds.
12, Pat Stapleton at 1:02.
So the Hawks leading 2-0. Now Robinson feeding it into Chicago territory. There's Peter Mahovlich with the rose. And it goes over the glass. Well, we have a blackout before the start of this game, and for the Canadians. Hands off and turn. Gets it to the corner. Devard for Lemaire. Off the board, Nikita. He's bumped by LaPerriere. Alex Lemaire. The pass off Nikita's stick. And this great checking that we've heard so much about characterizes Chicago's play is in evidence at times here early in the period, even though they had been the offensive stars too. Here's LaPerriere. As though we're in for one of those afternoons as far as goal scoring is concerned. Perrier, a bit of a surprise starter here today. And he really drilled this one, so both goaltenders beaten on the first shot they faced. Lefley was out in front. However, the ruling has to be, I would think, he did not touch it because if they ruled he did, it was stick was over the shoulder. Perrier's shot finding a way to the short side.
Canadiens goal scored by number 2, Jacques LaPerriere, unassisted at 2 minutes and 28 seconds
into the first period. Montreal with its first goal at 2-1. Eva Point going to hit the bottom, going in, and Esposito cleared it. Now then, White, the wide right wing pass. Happens put together. Here's Robert turning this break behind with the return. Carson is back with Chicago. Dennis Hall is coming up. There's Hall. And the shot. Off Dryden. Stick over the glass. And the faceoff. Robinson. Forechecking. Hall. Carson is tapping. Tapping after Robinson. Was played into the boards. White. Clearing it back in for Chicago. Guy Lapointe. Starting out with Robertson. Restart. Lapointe jammed into the boards by Martin. Happens cleared it in. It's offside. At center, we have Wilson and LaRose on the wing. Happen, Hull and Martin for the Hawks. LaPerriere gets it over to Savard. He winds up and the long shot is cut by. The whistle is sounded. Now, did Esposito hear that whistle, Vic, and decided to let that shot go by? Russell. Firing it ahead, hit Martin clearing it in, and that's Savard for Montreal. Savard to Peter Mahovlich, gathering speed, Wilson up on the left side, and Mahovlich jams it in. Now then Russell, working from the corner, Pappen, off the board, gives it to Jern. Jern, right wing pass, hit it by Savard, and a goal! And he fired a wild, the rebound! What a glorious scoring opportunity for Martin, who was sent in beautifully by Jern, and he ripped that shot wide. 2-1, Chicago leading. Oh, Wood was hit with that flying puck. Here's LaPerriere trying to shake off Martin and decides to clear it down the ice. And that will be icing. Desperately to stay out and not bring about the offside, but he couldn't. Franco Mackey and Tardif will do the honors on the face-off outside the Chicago line. Hawks leading 2-1. Corrad gives it to White. Comes into the centerized area. Here's the point. He cleared it in. And Stapleton takes over. And it is settled down. And that's the type of hockey that we're going to get. With the accent on the defense. Now it's Stapleton. Cornwallier moves in along with Lemire. And another whistle with 14 minutes and 43 seconds left in the opening period.
There now Stapleton feeding it ahead. Here's Corrad racing in and tries to knock it off to the wing. By checking with Chico Mackey, and he cleared it to the Canadian bench, and Richard, who was injured in the last game against Philadelphia,
got that puck almost in that area, Dick, at the right temple, or was it under the eye? The opposition should know by now, never draw blood on a Richard in the playoffs. Now it's Poral trying to get it. Now Poral does get it, in for Makita. It's Makita, back pass from the left behind Mark.
Robinson, Purdy, and goes to the right side. Gerd can't clear it out.
Hart is going to get the first penalty of this final Stanley Cup series. Peter Mahovlich, Frank Mahovlich, Cornwallier, Lemire, and Lapointe on the power play. Lapointe hands it off to Peter Mahovlich. Couldn't get by Stapleton. Now it's Lapointe. Into Lemire, Lemire cutting in, shoots rebound. Stapleton cleared it. Here's Lemire again, whistling his shot. He was wide with it. Peter Mahovlich with that long reach. Double shot, and he hits Stapleton in front. Hit Martin clearing it into the center ice area. Here's Cornwallier with Frank and Peter Mahovlich and Lemire. A pass for Lemire. Hit Martin has it back for Chicago. White coming up. White takes it. White going in, and he fired it wide. Here's Ben Martin passing it. Cornwallier into the center ice area. Winds up, fakes the pass to Frank Mahovlich. Mahovlich trying to drop it back. Happens. Hit it down the ice. There are 50 seconds left in the penalty. Frank Mahovlich to Guy Lapointe. Long shot into Esposito. That's the type of shot, as we mentioned in the previous game, that you have to watch very carefully. Bouncing shot. White sending Montreal back down the ice. Ralph Backstrom against Peter Mahovlich. Now here's Chico Mackey. Back to Stapleton at center. Giving it to Backstrom. Backstrom has fitted into the plans of the Chicago team rather beautifully. He lost it there, but Chico Mackey is in on the right side. There's the high drive off the glass. Ray Janhu over on the left side for Tardif. Tardif feeding it in behind the net. Here's LeFleur getting set. He centered it.
Quite a power play goal. Mark said just come out of the penalty box, but it came as the result of the Canadians' last power play rush, and Mark Tardif makes a nice move in front of Tony Esposito as he takes advantage of the puck coming loose. Tardif originally had taken it out. He took a real crunch up against the glass from Bill White. Now watch the move Tardif makes after Mackey overskates it right here now to the backhand and underneath Esposito. LeFleur and Uhl get the assist on the play. Excellent job by Tardif on the backhand shot as he pulls Esposito in close.
And number 14, Réjean Uhl at 8 minutes 7 seconds.
8 minutes 7 seconds. LeFleur and Uhl assisting. It's tied 1-1. Wilson shooting it in for Montreal. There's Uhl in behind the net. Along the board. Uhl still has it. Back it goes to Savard. Here
Here's the first from the corner, trying to center it, and Russell gloves it back into the corner. That puck is flying high into the air, and finally turns, gloves it to his teammate. Tracks that stops the play. That's the reason why he looks like the line. He is Leslie going in, the rebound. And Coro gets it to the line, not out, and Lemaire back in for Cournoyer around the net. Canadians buzzing in Chicago territory. Lafley and Russell in on the board. Cournoyer moving in along with Mosqueda. Martin against Richard, number 7, Martin. And he has had a fine first period. Russell lugging it down to the Canadiens' line. The lanky defenseman trying to pass it, knocked to the ice by LaPointe. Here's Martin losing it. He LaPointe, top down, guard back in. Martin got away from Roberts. Now Robinson watched by Pappas. Here's Robinson into the center ice area, and he missed Richard. Hull after it. His great speed beat Roberts to it. And Roberts having words icing called against Montreal.
Dennis Hall enjoying the great play out. He leads the point. 6 goals and 7 assists. He has not yet picked up a penalty in playoff competition this year.
Performances for a player, a coach, and an executive. The top player, Clark of Philadelphia. The outstanding coach, Joe Crozier. And the top executive, Sam Pollock of Montreal. Those are the Hockey News awards. There's Stapleton almost missing it. Korab knifed it to the wing. Canadians clearing it out. And Matt Wood firing it back. And Savard taking over for Montreal with the Mahovlicious and the Rose. Frank Mahovlich clearing into the corner. Stapleton bats it back. Now then, Savard. Watch at the line. The ball is to Peter Mahovlich. He just cleared it in. Esposito watching Frank Mahovlich. Clears Peter Mahovlich. His shot. The roll is getting set. He rolled it. And Mackey comes up with it. Here it is in front. Frank Mahovlich for LaRose. LaRose winds up with a shot. Hit Peter Mahovlich. Back to Savard. Here's Savard. And it's dropped by Ralph Backstrom. Backstrom out on the line. Backstrom down the net. Getting fast, but it's a deep shot. And Chico Mackey was going the other way. Frank Mahovlich is flat. Finally, it's gobbled up by Bouchard. Over to Peter Mahovlich. There's the shot. And a glove save by Esposito. Score tied 2-2. The Hawks led by Chern over for Coral. Yes, over the corner against LaFerrière. Straight into the board. Here's Mark. Getting it back for Mosqueda. And Hull wheels away from Montreal over for Cartier. Cartier to Hull getting in front of the goal. And it's knocked away by Esposito. The third. Johnny Hull passed it in front. Marks on the right side for Coral. Over the line. Coral into the corner, centered it. Cardiff had trouble picking it up, finally got it out over the line. And Mosqueda back to Stapleton. Now then, Russell jammed it across the Canadiens' line. Robinson with LaFleur. With LaFleur, finally Robinson has it, comes down to the line. He's across the line, offside. Move.
Mentioned that Jacques LaFerrière was a surprise starter this afternoon while he has been injured, and during that last sequence of play, LaFerrière fell heavily back in the Canadian net, obviously in pain, even suffering from a groin injury, went slowly to the bench and then directly to the clinic. Now here is the play in which LaFerrière was injured. In behind the net, now watch him go down right there. Ooh, and you can see the expression on his face was one of instant pain. He went to the bench immediately and has gone to the clinic. Barriere scored the first goal for Montreal here today.
8 minutes, 24 seconds to play in the first period. Robinson with a long shot. Dennis Hall
Playing it for White. He tips it to the right side. Happen has it. Martin is up on the wing. Martin across the line. Reached back. And it's offside. And Dick, you know, there's Chicago, I think. Perhaps the Canadian steadiest defense in the playoffs. Almost. And a weak pass picked off. Now White coming in for Chicago. Here's White giving it to Stapleton. Lays the shot right in front of the back. They score! Martin. It's Martin.
Well, you wouldn't know it from the expression of Billy Ray's face, but the Blackhawks have just taken the lead again. It's 3-2. It's Pitt Martin has scored his second goal. Determination the key here. Martin works himself loose in behind. You'll notice both Canadians defensemen come out to block the shot from Stapleton. So they are well out of position on the play. Robinson and Savard. Here we see a strict two-man confrontation. Martin and Dryden, who was left defenseless. Martin played it perfectly. Dryden did not anticipate that move. The sweeping backhand into the corner.
Rebound just wide. Stapleton getting an assist there. He ties the playoff record for assists in a period. He has three. Martin, Stapleton, and White at 12:07. And Chicago leading it. A 3-2 in the first period. He's out with Lemaire. Left wing pass, Lemaire into the corner. Centering it back at the point. Here's the point. Lemaire into the corner, turning to get away from Jarrett. And fight for it to the other side. Bouchard moving in. Bouchard to Cournoyer, trying to center it. He and Baxter got fixed up in each other. Jarrett laid it off left his leg. That's Bouchard ahead to left leg. Gila point with Lemaire, who has it on the right side. Just wide. Good scoring opportunity for Lemaire. Now, Cournoyer, a bouncing puck. Lefty chases into the corner, gets it to Cournoyer. He tosses it back. Jarrett, it's Chico Mackey. Korat coming down on the line with Backstrom, who has it. Backstrom shot it off the leg. Now, Korat centering it. Lemaire has Cournoyer, and he takes it on the right side. Lefley going up the pass for Lefley. He's upended by Mackey. Nikita back for Chicago. Got away from Lemire's intended check. Here's Nikita. Move by Nikita and a big save by Bryce. I'm afraid for Nikita and Olin. The Hawks with the defense of White and Stapleton playing up. Nikita and having some difficulty getting together. They're not going to face off. It's going to be Tardiv and Coral. From the face-off, Savard turning. Tardiv is up on the wing. Now it goes to Hull. He cleared it into Chicago territory. Lafleur against Mark. And Lafleur is out of action, having broken his stick. Now, Coral to White. White with Martin at the line. A pass and it hit Lafleur. He got back there in time to stymie that pass at the Canadiens' line. Savard's pass off Coral's stick. White back there after it. Up it goes on the left side. Martin checked there by Lafleur. A pass and it goes to Coral. Coral for Chicago with Makita Stapleton back to Stapleton. He takes a shot and it's low. To Lafleur, he tipped it ahead. Now then Stapleton. Stapleton, who just passed that puck, has figured in all three Chicago goals. And he has tied a record along with 19 other players. He finally lost it off Russell's leg. Dennis Hall ahead to Papin. He couldn't hold it. Gila point to LaRose, stopped by Dennis Hall. Hall at the line. By LaRose. Here's LaRose trying to get away. Dennis Hall has it. Pass goes away behind. And Pitt Martin cleared it back in for Dennis Hall. He gets a great shot. There it is. And it was blocked. Here in the Hobley. to LaPointe. LaPointe raises the center, and the Sox checking very, very closely. Pass to Dennis Hull off the stick into the Canadian zone. And there are now 4 minutes and 10 seconds left in the first period. Chicago leading 3-2. And notice the puck is in the Canadian zone. That line cortex to the fence moved up almost to the Canadian blue line. Now it's De La Pointe coming out. Stopped by Ralph Backstrom. Here's Backstrom going in, takes the shot, and from the sharp angle he was wide. Now it's Russell taking over for Chicago, playing it to Backstrom. He rolls it into Canadian territory, and Canadian, many attempts the last couple of minutes, has not been able to get by center ice. Finally, they clear it into Chicago. Cornwallier going in. He shoots. And a splendid save by Esposito. Esposito stopping Cornwallier on that break. Backstrom. The penalty coming up. I think it'll be Leslie going on.
Moment for the Canadians. Back to back, you get Cornwallier being stopped on his breakaway, and then on the return, Lepley being penalized, tripping on Ralph Backstrom. Well, you talk about Ivan Cornwallier, number 12, and his chance. This is a breakaway in every sense of the word, all the way from the center ice red line. He waits, and you wonder, is he going to pull him? Is he going to shoot? He elects to shoot, and he can't beat Esposito. Esposito coming out and then gliding back slowly on the play, and obviously covering whatever angle it was that Cornwallier elected to try. So Lepley in the penalty box, the first Montreal penalty of the afternoon.
And so we'll see the Chicago power play in operation for the first time. They have Nikita at center, Hall on the left side, Coral on the right wing, Stapleton and Marks on the point. 3-2 for Chicago. Guy LaPointe shooting it down the end. Peter Mahovly jump front with Roberts. LaPointe and Severn. On the blue line. Coral shooting it to the corner. In goes Hull. He rolled it through the crease. Now then Nikita. Back in along the boards. And Severn cleared it down the ice. A minute and 27 seconds left in Lepley's penalty. And Nikita starting out. He gives it to Coral, who has Stapleton with him. Up on the left side, Dennis Hull. Dennis Hull dropping it back. Here's Stapleton. Stapleton into the corner for Nikita. There it goes in front. Peter Mahovly coming out with Robert. Mahovly consuming valuable seconds. Out it drops back.
Second game of this series will be played here in Montreal on Tuesday night. Our telecast time, 8 p.m.
It's Pitt Martin, who has been a big, big gun so far in the game for Chicago. He's out there at center with Pappen and Hull on the wings. Stapleton keeping it in. Now to Pappen, back to Stapleton. It's swept to the line. Here's White back into Pitt Martin. Martin over to Stapleton. Closing in for the shot. He was wide with it. Frank Mahovly sending the Hawks back down the ice. 30 seconds left in the penalty to Lepley. A minute and 38 seconds remaining in the first period. Pitt Martin at the Canadian line. To Pappen. Pappen clearing it in front. And Savard shoots it back down the ice. White. Watch Viola Rose, who turns, coming back with Frank Mahovly, just Pappen picks that back. Pappen at the line, gives it to Pitt Martin, to Dennis Hull, the shot off LaPointe's stick. Black cleared it, and Hull was there to get it. Now Savard failed to clear it out. Here's White, the penalty is expired. Pappen getting it back, Jarrett going after it. Lepley takes over, ahead to Frank Mahovly. Mahovly got the line, there's the shot. Mahovly on the rebound, getting it back to the line. Happened over to Korab. Korab coming down, takes the shot, he's wide with it. Less than a minute to go, 43 seconds left in the first period. Robinson, he missed Cornwallier with it. And hopped over his stick and charged and lobbed it back into the Canadian zone. Chicago leading by one, a 3-2. Gerd playing it to the wing. Now it's Robinson. Couldn't get by Gerd. He's upended. Backstrom with Korab. Korab cutting in on the left side. Dropped it back. And Robinson there. Stopped by Chico Mackey. They fight for it on the board. And they get a whistle with 6 seconds left in the period. And 63rd playoff game of his career. Come Tuesday night, he will tie Red Kelly at 164. That's the all-time high in playoffs. Now Frank Mahovlich with Richard. Mahovlich got the line and he drifts the shot. Esposito catching it. I think it would have gone over the net. Richard and LaPointe up on the point and White clearing it. Stapleton knocking it for Dennis Hall. He rolls it down on the wing, and the long striding Frank Mahovlich gives it to Richard. Richard hitting that Chicago line. The shot off White stick. Richard with his speed goes in there, trying to center it. Frank Mahovlich taken under the play by White. It's on the right side. Happened to Pip Martin with Hull on the left side. Martin over the line, and the pass behind Happened. Here's Richard again. At the line, it goes to Frank Mahovlich offside. Chico Mackey. Here's Korab rolling it ahead, and Robinson playing it up on the wing for Lafleur. Russell knocked it back. Robinson clearing it in. Jarrett made it into the center ice area. Robinson shooting it in, but flat on his back in there was Lafleur. So that's all figured in the finest fight I've seen in the NHL this year against a fellow out there from Montreal this afternoon. Curtis, there's an offside. The next in 61. So they've gone now 12 years without becoming possessors of it. Right here in this first playoff game in the second period, they're leading 3-2. Jarrett clearing it in, and there's Tardif. Tardif, a long pass on Poole's stage. Jarrett to Korab. Chico Mackey back to Jarrett. Now Russell comes into the center ice area, clearing it in. Chico Mackey after Robinson. To the wing it goes. There's a pass for Furta Hoole. Hoole was partially checked, couldn't hit Tardif with it. Mackey at the line. Ahead it goes to Korab. Korab clearing it in. And right at this stage in the second period, Lucchesi is close. Tardif to Hoole, broken up by Stapleton. And again, you saw that Chicago defense moving way up into the center ice area there. Very mobile. Now it's Marks from the Chicago zone coming out with Nikita and Coral. Marks gets it over on the right side. Coral has it. Marks trying to clear it in. Almost a complete break in there as Coral coming in full flight. Here's Lemire winding up with a shot. And a great grab by Esposito on that blistering shot by Lemire. Coral knocking it out.
Courtois makes quite a play. All the motions as if he's going to shoot. Esposito finally goes down on his knees while Courtois still has the puck. And that's when he makes the pass back. And Lepley just beats John Marks. That's the goal. Crease to flip it into the empty cage. Watch Courtois again as he draws Esposito completely out of position. Hanging on to the puck. Hanging on. Hanging on. Finally, Tony goes to his knees, and that's when Courtois has him dead to rights for the pass. Back to Chuck Lepley. So it's a tie hockey game, 3-3.
Great play by Cournoyer. He no doubt peripherally just spot Lepley, knowing Lepley with that great speed. There he is on the bench. Cournoyer talking with him. So Lepley, all he had to do was to put it into the open net. It is a tie hockey game.
Stanley Cup playoff game is coming to you from the Forum in Montreal. Going on. This has been quite an afternoon for breakaway for Ivan Cournoyer. He hit that big one in the first period where he was stopped by Esposito. Then he set up leftly, and now here he fights off a check from Doug Jarrett. And that is not an easy thing to do. Jarrett, a very, very strong defense man, but there it is. Speed against strength, and speed wins it. Russell, moving in from behind, is penalized on the play right there. There is the slash. Now watch on the rebound. Russell almost inadvertently knocking it into his own net. Esposito has to be very alert to make a big skate save off his own teammate. Almost Al had Bobby Clark the other night in the Philadelphia game. So the Canadians on the power play.
Mahovlich's Cournoyer, Lemaire, and Guy Lafoyne on the power play for the Canadians. There you see Papin covering Cournoyer. Martin is the other penalty killer. Stapleton and White on defense. Stapleton slashing it off the boards down the ice. Score tied 3-3. The Mahovlich's and Lemaire and Cournoyer. Frank Mahovlich got the line to Peter Mahovlich. Peter Mahovlich over for Lemaire. Lemaire winds up. Dribbling shot went wide. It was three. Now Chicago. Into the center ice. Papin almost got the break. Lapointe to Frank Mahovlich. Mahovlich over the line. Here's Cournoyer to Peter Mahovlich. He swept it to the short side. Cournoyer goes in. And now it's back near Lapointe. Lemaire lost it on a pass to Papin. Canadian Cournoyer slashing it in, but it had come out. Left in the penalty.
Not much doubt about the fans here at the Montreal Forum enjoying this tremendous entertainment here in the first part of this, the first final game. I'm sure the folks from coast to coast are enjoying it in a similar fashion.
Mackey, White, and Stapleton defending for Chicago. Lemaire over for Lapointe. Here's Lapointe returning it to Lemaire on the left side. Cardiff couldn't get through. That trouble against Bechara, the linesman, a pass off the leg. Guy Lafoyne feeding it in. White racing in against Rule. Who goes falling? Here's Cardiff. Cardiff. Chasing it now, Lafleur. Lafleur. Passing it over. And it's stopped there by Chico Mackey. Mackey getting a break. Mackey going in on goal. Gets it, shoots it. Dryden holds it. Mackey really couldn't get possession. He was being checked by Lapointe, and he shot it, of course, from a very sharp angle.
Beating it down across the Canadian line. Savard leading the attack with Frank Mahovlich, Cournoyer, and Lemaire. There's a pass, and White feeds it back down the ice.
We have now 17 seconds left in the penalty to Russell. Frank Mahovlich to Lemaire. Cournoyer is up at the Chicago line. Lemaire feeding it in. Esposito leaves it for Stapleton off the board. Here's Nikita. Coral after it. Russell is back on. Coral grips the shot and the rebound. Savard laying it ahead to Cournoyer. Cournoyer cleared it in. And Russell slices to the center. Now it's Marks. Intercepted by Cournoyer. He was checked there by his defenseman, Jarrett, from the Forum in Montreal, the Stanley Cup playoffs. Fight for it. Backhand pass went through the crease off the stick of Cardiff. Lafleur against Redmond, who is out for the second time. Redmond losing it. Now set back in. Here's Jarrett playing it out. Left wing pass. Redmond has it. Passed it back for Makita, and Lafleur is turning with Cardiff. They both went down. Now Russell giving it to Redmond with Makita and Coral over the line. Offside against Chicago. And the Hood is through. The 13:30 left in the second period. Savard into the center ice area, banking it off the board. That's Lafleur after Jarrett.